This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, we're going to explore a wide variety of things that affect each and every one of us. We're going to spend a lot of this hour talking about happiness and why it's important to be joyful in your heart. I stole that from our first guest's voicemail system, because she says that. During this hour, we're going to speak with Valerie Shepherd. We'll be speaking with Becky Austin Clauston. And we'll wrap up this hour with Robert Clancy as he talks to us today about renewal, all about the new year, 2018. Happy New Year to Daryl, and I'm Mark Allen, and Happy New Year to you, our listeners. We go to Orange County, California, where we spend some time today with a good friend of mine. She is the author of Happy to Be Me. Her name is Valerie Shepherd, and we're going to talk about having a happy new year. Valerie, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Thank you so much, Mark. Greetings, Daryl. Hello, audience. I'm so happy to be here, and happy 2018.
Do you always like New Year's? Is that a, you know, we're going to talk with Robert, who's a mutual friend of ours. Is New Year's a good time for you?
It's a great time. I mean, it's interesting because I do two different sort of New Year's celebrations. So, like, I don't do my resolutions and my planning of the next year on December 31st and January 1st transition. I do that at my birthday each year. To me, that's more specific and more personal and very much about me and my life and my time on planet Earth. The New Year at December 31st is just a joyful time to be with family and friends and mark the change of the calendar year.
Gotcha. Your background is kind of interesting. You've been a teacher, and you had an incident a number of years ago. You had a stroke, and you were young. You're still young.
Yes. I had a little blood vessel in my brain burst while I was facilitating a leadership, all-day leadership workshop over at the University of California, Irvine. That was 2.5 years ago, so about just 2.5 years, yeah.
Wow.
And, talk about life-changing moments. That was one.
And, you know, again, I'm going back to your voicemail. Your voicemail said, you know, no matter what is happening to you, you should find joy in your heart.
Right.
Did you find joy at that time immediately? Or was
I did.
Did you?
At one point, I woke up. I call it a coma. I'm not sure that's what it's medically called, but I was out for a couple of days, 3 days, I think. And I woke up, and I could see a couple of bodies sleeping on different things next to me. My brother had flown in from Virginia and was sleeping in a chair, and I think they brought a cot in for my mother, because it was pretty touch and go. I mean, they told her when she got to the hospital, you know, this is the worst kind of stroke you can have, and we don't know if she's going to wake up. And so my mom was sleeping on a cot in the hospital room, and I remember waking up, and I tried to talk, and I could hear in my mind the perfect formation of sentences, but I could tell by the looks on people that it wasn't coming out that way. So it's coming out of my mouth as gibberish. And I just remember thinking, well, I'm a speaker and a teacher and a healer, and I can't speak right now. And the next thought that came in was, well, if Stephen Hawking can do it, so can I. And then I went back to sleep.
Wow. But
yeah.
Most people who have these catastrophic things happen to us, they shrink back. They don't go forward. You did. And that's what you're teaching now. How to be happy.
Yes, and actually, That's what I've been teaching for about a decade. And I feel like the stroke gave me a really great opportunity to double down on walking the talk. It just really gave me this beautiful circumstance that is still going on. I mean, it continues. The healing from the catastrophic hemorrhage continues. And it just gave me a chance to say, you know, this is real. This is true. This is not just what I believe and what I'm willing to write about and talk about. It's the way I'm going to conduct my life, and I have been. And it's very interesting what you say, that a lot of people, they let the circumstances of their lives define them. And, you know, when I first got out of the hospital and I was in rehab learning how to walk again and use my right side again, I went to a stroke support group, and I was struck by the energy of the people there. It very much felt defeatist and
negative?
Very negative, very much. There was a lot of anger, like unresolved anger, a lot of, you know, when people who couldn't talk. My ability to talk just dropped back in the next day. I mean, I never went to speech therapy. I was really blessed in that way. But there are people who don't talk the same, and they don't let themselves be in public because they don't want people to see them that way. And it was sad for me. I really had a hard time. I actually stopped going because it's just not the energy. I didn't feel like as I tried to lift the energy, it wasn't moving, and I don't want to be in that kind of environment. So letting our circumstances define us is the worst thing we can do, whether they're great circumstances or whether they're not so great circumstances. That's not who we are. That's just what we're going through.
Our guest is Valerie Shepherd. She is the author of Happy to Be Me. It's a wonderful book, and they've got a lot of tips in there. And I think it's a good time of the year to pick up the book. It's available on Amazon.
It's it is a great time, any day is, but this especially, if you are marking this year looking for what about me would I like to change, what about my experience would I like to change, it's a great time. And I just want to say about the title, the M-E in the title is capitalized, and it's capitalized on purpose. It stands for Magnificent Essence. And I talk in the book about the journey from the lowercase me, the lowercase M-E, which is my ego, and the uppercase M-E, which is knowing yourself as divine being, as spiritual, as connected to all things, as connected to the divine. Like, that the magnificent essence of you is there, ready to be turned on and tapped into any moment, every moment. So whether you're having a fabulous day or you're having a day that you're like, I think I'd like to be finished with this day, it's still in there. Like, you still are much more than your circumstances ever, ever will be.
There's something bigger than ourselves.
Exactly. And we are actually often bigger than we give ourselves credit for.
At this time of year, in 2018, we have political strife throughout the country. There are just nutso things happening with, you know, killings and taxes this way and that way and health care and so many things that the average person is going through.
Yeah.
Can being joyful, being happy, at least inside, help get rid of all that junk that's going on in the world if we all did it?
Well, my firm belief is that the world reflects what's going on inside us. So to the extent that there is anger, resentment, frustration, separation, all these kinds of energies that put us at odds with each other instead of connected to and working in harmony with each other, those things have to be reflected outside. It's a law of the universe. So, as above, so below, as within, so without. So, whatever we've got rolling around on the inside, it's going to show up on the outside. So to the extent that we want to be in more peace, we have to be that on the inside first, tap into that which is already there. Now, obviously, Mark, that means if, you know, if I'm walking around with a lot of anger and resentment, I've got to clean that up first.
How do you do that? How do you do that? I mean, how does one get rid of the anger that, you know, my boss is a jerk, my wife is leaving me, my husband's leaving me, I don't have any money. How do you get rid of all that garbage that's going around, all that anger that's going around?
Well, that's such a deep question, and there's so many things. Number one would be, we have to be with it. Like, we have to actually look at it and understand where it's coming from. So any moment of anger that I'm in, I've got to ask myself, what is this about? Like, what is this really about? Okay, so I feel like somebody's hurt me. I'm feeling hurt. I'm feeling rejected. I'm feeling betrayed. Well, then I have to also look at myself and say, okay, is that feeling coming from inside me? How can I release this other person, which is actually holding myself in a negative vibration? How can I release us both from the idea that I'm a victim and they're a villain?
And what we're going to do is pick up on that as Late Night Health continues. When we come back, we'll get some more tips on how you can be happy no matter what. Valerie Shepherd is our guest. Happy to Be Me is the name of the book. I'm Mark Allen along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Don't go away. Late Night Health continues, and join us at LateNightHealth.com. Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at EBCouncil.com.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust, something not a lot of people are willing to give. But how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
The latest from the greatest. The best in new music by classic rockers. With your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on the latest from the greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said Wayne Insane.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friend shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Coming up in just a little bit, Becky Austell Clausen will be joining us. She's the author of Change Maker, How My Brother's Death Woke Up My Life. We'll find out more about that as we enter the new year and talk about how Happy New Year's can come from beyond. Becky will be joining us in just a little bit. Right now we're talking with Valerie Shepherd. She's the author of Living Happy to Be Me. And it is available on Amazon and all the other places. We'll have an article and a picture of the very beautiful and young Valerie Shepherd on LateNightHealth.com as this program airs. So we will have that. And Valerie, you and I've seen you twice recently. We were at a workshop together that you facilitated in San Diego.
Yeah.
And then I saw you in Las Vegas briefly. You were there. I was there speaking. You were there visiting, I think, your mom.
My mom, yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Right. The idea of living happy to be me, to get rid of all the anger and frustration, and to be happy and have a joyful life is an everyday commitment?
It is. It's a moment-by-moment conscious choice to release yourself from the situational dynamics that would keep you in a not very good place. And so by that I mean when we're carrying around anger and resentment and, you know, stories come up and you've got the story of how they hurt me and how they did this and how they, you know, my boss is a jerk or whatever. Part of that is like nasty, toxic energy that's holding you back and keeping you down. We keep replaying it, thinking there's going to be a different ending, but there's not. It is what it is. Whatever happened, happened. Doesn't mean that we pretend it's beautiful. That's not what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing about this stroke that is awesome. I mean, it has been a really difficult time for 2.5 years.
But you, I have to say, I met you, where did I meet you? I met you 3 years ago. It was, and I think it was one of your first speaking opportunities just after the stroke. And you have come a long way. I mean, you were bounding up those stairs in that place that we were in, which was gorgeous, by the way, like everybody else.
Yes. Can look that way. I'm using a lot of energy to talk to my body with my inner mind and to do yoga and other activities to strengthen it and rehabilitate it. And the nerves are still, you know, I have nerve tingling like when you have a Novocaine shot and it starts to wear off. I have that.
Like a neuropathy.
Yeah, 24/7, 365.
Oh,
so my right side feels like that all the time. And so I could be in a place of frustration and anger and demoralization and sadness over that, or I can choose to focus on what I know is true, which is that there's still healing going on, that I'm a divine being, that I'm connected to all that is, and that the joy inside me is not circumstantial. So the easiest thing that I can say is this is a commitment to keep doing it over and over and over. And one of my favorite practices for releasing the old as you get into the new year is forgiveness. And to be able to do forgiveness work on yourself and whatever you think you haven't done well enough or long enough or whatever commitment you made to yourself that you weren't able to follow through on, be able to forgive yourself, to accept that that wasn't something that I did so well. And to be okay with that and to allow yourself to be loved by you, that is like the number one step to being able to forgive others and to be able to hold them in a high vibration, even though what they did, so according to us, wasn't right or wasn't good or wasn't fair or wasn't nice or wasn't kind. Whatever judgment we put on it, the more we can forgive ourselves for our failings, the more we are capable to love unconditionally all those around us.
And at the same time, not being judgmental about others? Or is that...
Yeah. And I'm not going to say that it's easy. It's, you know, somebody does something that we think they shouldn't have done, in air quotes, shouldn't have done, and we come up with all the reasons why they shouldn't have and why it's wrong. And the new way of being would be to ask, you know, to say to ourselves, I wonder what's going on with them. This is the choice that they made. And, like, what could be going on that is the catalyst for that choice? And where have I had the same kind of circumstances and made similar choices? Maybe not this moment. And how can I be in, wow, I can see what's going on with you, and I'm just going to send you love. I might not want to hang out with you. I might not follow you. I might not condone the behavior over and over again, but at the same time, I'm not going to judge you as bad. I'm going to judge you as going, I'm going to see you as going through whatever you're going through and send love energy as much as possible.
And we are going to send you love and health for a great 2018. We will follow you. I believe your website is ValerieShepherd.com.
My website is happytobeme.net.
Okay, happytobeme.net.
Yes, and you can, you know, if you're interested in getting the book, you can actually buy it at happytobeme.net at a 25% discount.
So there's terrible. Hey, that's really a good thing to know.
Yes.
We'll have some information also on latenighthealth.com. All right, coming up next, Becky Austell Clausen, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
The show continues in a moment.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you want help be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Two people are dead and another two in the hospital this morning after a multi-vehicle crash last night on the 405 San Diego Freeway northbound near the Harbor Boulevard on-ramp. As many as four vehicles were involved in the crash, which caused authorities to issue a SIG alert about 8:45 and close multiple lanes backing up traffic for miles. All lanes were opened up by about midnight. Investigators are trying to figure out what prompted a man in his 50s to fatally shoot his wife, his daughter, and his son, and then turn the gun on himself in Santa Clarita. Mobile gaming company Cunlan Group Limited has purchased Grindr, the West Hollywood-based gay social network, from its founder and CEO Joel Simkai. Simkai will exit the company. Grindr was launched in 2009 and has more than 100 employees. KABC SoCal weather. Dense fog and clouds early this morning, giving way to patchy fog and mostly cloudy throughout the day. Lows will be in the 50s with highs in the mid-60s to low 70s. Right now, it's foggy and 60 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Join us at facebook.com/LateNightHealthRadio, as well as LateNightHealth.com. Lots of great stuff going on in both of those places and more coming up. We're going to talk with Becky Ostell-Clausen. My mouth isn't working so far this year. The author of Changemaker, How My Brother's Death Woke Up My Life. And I thought as we begin 2018, I want to talk to Becky about, do we get signs from beyond to make our year better, to change, and to be healthier? You know, maybe messages that say, don't eat that pastrami sandwich, eat an eggplant grilled sandwich instead. Becky, I am fine. By the way, I have to say one other thing. We have a short time with Becky. She will be back probably in February, we think. And if you listen to her laugh, it is so contagious. I love it. All right. So, do we get messages to be healthier so that we can stay in this plane longer and have a better life?
It's an awesome question, and thank you again for having me on your show. It's really fun talking with you. We absolutely can get messages from beyond. We can get messages from our deceased loved ones. There are guardians that are with us at all times, and we can ask them for assistance. It's really quite fun to know that we're not alone here on Earth. And when you're talking about being healthy, I think we all have a great idea about what it is to be healthy. But, gosh, the more we can take care of ourselves, not only by taking time for ourselves, but also eating well, it certainly does help us physically and being able to, as you say, live a little bit longer on this earth.
Well, you're in the Philadelphia area, okay? And I love Philadelphia. Cheesecake sandwiches, cheese steak sandwiches, and Italian roast beef sandwiches are wonderful. They're not healthy. And I get to Philadelphia maybe once a year. I've been there once already, and I had my sandwich. I limited myself in my 3 days to one. My point is that do we get signals, you know, like, Mark, you know you shouldn't be eating that, so why don't you change your order to a veggie sandwich?
It's an interesting question. I don't think we get signals unless we're aware of the signals. And so, first of all, the best thing to do is to ask and to believe that we can get signals. And so I'm going to turn that question around and say, yes, we can get signals if we ask and if we are aware that signals from our loved ones can come to us. But a lot of times, synchronicities will happen and we'll think, now really, that's not a message or that's not a sign, and we sort of disregard it. But if we know what we want to achieve and we set that goal, thought has energy. And so we can facilitate our own health by doing what we feel is right. And if we're concerned about it, we can ask. And so then you think, well, who do you ask? And if we believe the concept that there are helping spirits here with us on Earth, which is what I believe, we can ask, and you just quietly can ask in your brain, is it appropriate, or shall I have this type of food, or whatever it is that you want, and you may receive an answer. You may receive yes, you may receive no, but we all have free will on this earth, and so it comes right back to us and what do we want to do in order to take care of ourselves.
As we enter the new year, a lot of people are concerned about life in general, okay? There are crazy people out there, that's one. There are instances of, you know, jobs and family life and children and all the stuff that make up life in the 21st century. Can working through spirit guides, dearly departed ones, help us in our current position, our current state here on this plane on Earth?
Mark, you asked some interesting questions. Thank you.
You're
it's
welcome.
It's a tricky time right now. I mean, gosh, we are in such a change, and there's a lot of trauma that's going on both internally within ourselves and certainly within our lives. To me, we're reaching the cusp of having a massive explosion for peace and for comfort and for goodness, because life is really just quite in a topsy-turvy situation. And so as long as we're aware of what we want to achieve and we go forward in a manner that is loving to ourselves and loving to our family and loving to our community, I really do think that we're going to turn this whole topsy-turvy situation around and move forward in a positive direction.
And do you think that help will come from, I'm calling it beyond, I don't know what else to call it?
I think it's possible that help comes from beyond, but I think one of the reasons why we're here on Earth is because of the free will factor that we can do whatever we want. I mean, we're the onus of our own responsibility. We can start to put the blame on other people if we don't like what's going on, but really it starts with us. And so if we can take time for ourselves and if we can meditate, spend time in nature, enjoy being around trees, enjoy being outside, and really honor ourselves by living in a manner that is healthy for us, then I think we're responding to what we're here on Earth for. I don't believe that we can expect others to take care of ourselves. It's really up to us. Now, with that being said, I think there's a lot of information that we can access from the other realms, from the afterlife, and that's available to assist us if we ask, but we do need to ask.
I was in a car accident years and years and years ago. I was in my early 20s, maybe. And I was in a car accident, and I was not driving. We were not seriously hurt. But as we had the accident, I had a smell came to me. And the smell was a combination of Noxzema, and I'm just remembering this now spontaneously, and mineral oil. And my grandfather, who had passed about 2 years before, was there in the car with me. He saved us. All right? I don't think I've said that, and I certainly not said it publicly. But can guardian angels step in like that? You want to turn, you want to turn right, and for some reason you turn left, saving yourself from what could have been an accident.
Well, first of all, way to go for publicly sharing that. That's an awesome memory and an awesome image, and smells are often signs of communication with loved ones. So way to go, Mark. The fact that you were able to see your grandfather, in my opinion, shows that he was right there with you. And so I'm not exactly sure that he saved you, but I think he was able to say, I am right here, and he would do whatever he could to facilitate your safe removal from the car. And the fact that he was right there, I think he was able to transcend both his realm of existence where he was. He came into your physical reality to provide comfort and maybe a clarity, maybe a fixing of the accident so that you could survive it and go forward and move into a more spiritual dimension on this world. So way to go on that, Mark. That's awesome.
And it was interesting because he was not a particularly spiritual or religious man.
At times, people that aren't spiritual or religious may take a little bit longer to communicate with us here on Earth. A lot of times people will say to me, well, I haven't heard from my husband, or I haven't heard from my son, or I haven't heard from my grandmother, and then I'll start talking with them. And they have had some type of signs, but it usually takes a little bit longer for people that aren't spiritual to start to initiate communication with us here on Earth. Because when people ascend, when they pass over, a lot of times it's a similar environment to what they imagine. And so they're not going to be all of a sudden inundated with things that they're not necessarily able to handle once they are residing more in the afterlife, then they're able to achieve more abilities and extend themselves back onto Earth. But if they're not necessarily spiritual initially, they won't usually be able to do that as quickly as other people that are spiritual.
Haven't heard from him since. The new year is beginning. And as we begin the new year, we all have stuff. We're angry, we're hurt, we're trying to get ahead. We have all this life stuff coming up on us. We've interviewed over the last number of years people who say cancer's my best friend. It changed my life. Would you say that your brother's death helped steer you into a different path? I mean, I know it has. That's what the book is all about. But that it's changed you in more ways than what you say in the book?
Absolutely. It totally turned me around. My whole existence on Earth, I always ask myself, what's my purpose here? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? And as soon as my brother passed, and I learned how to communicate with him, I realized that life is eternal. And I didn't have to rush around and accomplish all my goals in an 85-year period, that the people that I was meeting here on Earth, I would retain their communication. I'd retain their friendship forever. And so for me, it was a wonderful way to wake up and to realize that the people that I'm meeting here now, let's be pleasant, let's be happy, let's be friendly, and let me take care of myself so that I can assist others realizing that we do live forever and that we can continue relationships through eternity, and so let's make those relationships positive. I can't say that I appreciate my brother passing at the age of 37 because that was the worst thing that's happened to me in my whole entire life. But on the other hand, it's made me grow exponentially faster than I ever could have grown in a number of years.
I have to tell you that Becky is an occupational therapist. She teaches occupational therapy. Now she teaches Reiki energy healing to therapists. She's got all kinds of things going on. Are you still active in your occupational therapy business?
Yes, it's so really great fun. I think I'll be an occupational therapist for the rest of my life. I have to be licensed and you have to maintain continuing education. But right now I'm having a blast moving into a new direction with my occupational therapy practice. And so I am concentrating on teaching Reiki to occupational therapists, and it's really an honor to...
Becky, I'm sorry I have to cut you off because we're out of time. BeckyAustilClausen.com. That's AustilClausen.com.
Well, actually, it's Rebecca. So it's Rebecca Austin, Austill, Clausen, Clausen.com. And, check out my website. Thanks, Mark, so much.
Hey, thank you very much. We'll talk later on. We'll have Becky back sometime in February, maybe early March. I'm Mark Allen. Coming up next, Robert Clancy. Join us at LateNightHealth.com.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust. Something not a lot of people are willing to give, but how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. By the way, if you don't get hour two, go to latenighthealth.com. You'll find it there. And there are other places, iTunes and other places, that you can find all about Late Night Health. But the place to start is latenighthealth.com. We go to upstate New York and we speak with Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. It is a wonderful book. His other book is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul, and there's a third book. But is that still available, Robert? The first one?
Yes, the first one is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought there was three. Oh, you're working on number three. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to talk about renewal as we enter 2018. And renewal is really quite important. It's to me, renewal is like spring, but this is not spring, obviously. This is winter. But is this a good time for us to take a look at our lives, Robert, and say, hey, let's make some changes, let's renew?
Yeah, and you know, my inspirational thought is be renewal in everything that it embodies. Take on the coming year with love, compassion, and kindness, and be love. And, you know, a lot of, you know, it's a great time. I a lot of things come to mind, and, you know, you will look at your life at the beginning of the year, set some goals, set some intentions, and it's up to you to stay on track and achieve those. So it's a great time to look at that renewal on all different levels, from your home life to your career to your personal, you know, health and everything else that that entails.
At this time of year, people make resolutions. They renew what they think they're going to do. This is the time of year where ads for gym memberships sprout up. Every other ad is a join this gym, join that gym, because in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, people forget to go. And they forget to keep their promises. And these promises are usually to themselves. How do we get past that? How do we keep our renewal promises, Robert?
Well, if one thing that you can do that's easy to do is to set a vision board and put it in a prominent place within your office, your home, someplace that you're going to see this every day to remind yourself. Because as you said, the key is reminding what you're doing. But also when you create that vision board, you're setting your vision for the future. You're also setting your intention. And then you have that daily reminder to keep you on track, and you know where you're going. So you can see yourself at the top of that summit, and you know those little steps that you have to do. A great thing with a vision board is to set those smaller steps in there as well as the big goal.
Do you have several vision boards, one for personal growth, one for business, another one for another new business, or is it just one board?
It can be one board, and it's a great way to see the whole picture. I like to actually draw with my own hand and put these goals or draw a picture of whatever it is. And the other way to do it is if you find pictures from, let's say, a magazine or something that you print out off of the Internet, and you can just glue or tape these onto the board and just arrange them. And it doesn't have to have words on it per se. It just has to mean something to you, what that image is. So let's say you put somebody at the top of a mountain. It doesn't mean you're going to climb Mount Everest, but it does mean that maybe that's your peak goal. That's when you know you've achieved it, and you can use that as a reminder.
And you should look at that once or twice a day?
At least once a day, yeah.
At least once a day. We talked to our mutual friend Natalie Ledwell not long ago about her video vision boards.
Yeah, MyMovies. That is an absolutely amazing service. And, you know, MyMovies.com, you can have a video that you get a reminder of every day, and you can create your own videos.
And her idea is to keep changing, you know, every couple of, you know, whenever you need to. I know that she told me she had one for personal growth and one for business. Well, if you want more information about Robert Clancy, you can go to soulciphers.com, or visit latenighthealth.com. There's a big picture of Robert right there on our homepage, and it's a link. And you can go to, it'll take you directly to Robert's page. Robert, thanks for joining us again. Happy New Year to you, Lauren, and your son, and your whole family. Thank you very much for being part of the Late Night Health family.
Sure, and sending you the same greetings, the whole team at Late Night Health. It's awesome to be with you guys every year.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, if you don't get us, go to latenighthealth.com. There's more coming up. Don't go away as Late Night Health continues.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.